rest of the story. Anna was a strict parent, also a loving one. Her boy Bill was the model son. As a child, he was positive, robust, obedient, intelligent. Mother Anna often remarked what a fine doctor her Bill would make, so Bill grew determined that his mother's wish come true. When he went to study medicine in Philadelphia, Anna went with him, kept house for him so that he could concentrate on his studies. During the war between the states, Bill joined the Confederate Army as a military surgeon. He was to spend most of the war in Richmond. Do you know, his mother Anna actually ran the blockade from north to south to visit her son Bill? And shortly thereafter, she traveled to London where the rest of the family was gathered. Bill said, "Don't worry, I'll join you there soon." I believe the months that followed comprised Bill's longest separation ever from his mother. Early in 1865, he was assigned to carry dispatches through the lines to New York and from there on to England. These were special Confederate communications to the British government. Anyway, the war was over in April. Anna and Bill were already reunited in London. Bill decided that they would stay there. Bill was not authorized to practice medicine in England right away, but soon he acquired the necessary credentials and specialized in respiratory diseases. In time, he became a much respected expert in that field, really one of the finest physicians in London. And who was with him through all of this to share in his successes? His proud mother, Anna. The only specter looming over this otherwise pleasant horizon was the weather. London's fog and damp did not agree with Anna. Each winter she became ill. She barely survived the winter of 1875, but of course her boy Bill was there to nurse her back to health. You see now why we've called him the model son. All through his life, he was so good to his mother, but this is the rest of the story. Bill had a brother, 2 years older brother named Jim. In most ways, one was what the other was not. You'll remember that when Bill was a youngster, he was robust and obedient. Jim was frail, by no means as well-behaved as Bill. For Jim was destined to be continuously less than the model son. Jim was a problem in school. Jim knew well that his mother wanted him to be a clergyman, but he rebelled, went his own way. Jim allowed years to pass without ever even visiting his mother. And during the last years of Anna's life, Jim neglected her, saying that he could not bear the sight of illness. It was only after she died that Jim realized he might have been kinder, might have at least written to his mother more often. And yet, indeed, his remorse had come too late. Brother Bill had been the good boy, the respectable physician who had adored and obeyed his mother, who had given her his time and his care. It was Brother Jim who virtually ignored her, except once. And that one time he immortalized her in a painting. You might say this has been the story of Anna, a mother with a model son and another not-so-model one. But really, this has been the story of a man history forgot. The good guy, Dr. William Whistler, the brother of rebellious artist James. What I'm saying is, you'd recognize Whistler's mother anywhere. Now, you've just met Whistler's brother. Now you know the rest of the story.